Now I'd like to invite any children, youth, and anyone young at heart that would like to come up and join Deb for our moments with Young at Heart.
Thank you. Since I don't have any short people here today, and there's a lot of our few youth that are off doing other things today, I'm going to stand up and talk to you. I was going to talk today about kindness and why it's so important to be kind. I have a devotional that's been talking a lot about holy noticing, which really translates to looking through the world slowly with God's eyes and seeing things that we usually hurry past and making the time to do something about it. There's a story about a woman who is celebrating her 34th birthday with 34 acts of kindness, which is a really cool idea. She did things like hand a roll of quarters to a lady that was coming in the laundromat that had a pile of kids with her and could probably use some extra free laundry. She bought cookies to a fire station. She visited friends in a nursing home. And I wonder what the world would be like if we all practiced kindness all the time. Because practicing means you do it over and over until it becomes second nature and you're really good at it. So, I want to read you from Titus chapter 3, verses 4 through 11. This is from the Living Bible edition. But when the time came for kindness and love of God our Savior to appear, then he saved us, not because we were good enough to be saved, but because of his kindness and pity. By washing away our sins and giving us the new joy of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us with wonderful fullness, and all because of what Jesus Christ our Savior did, so that he could declare us good in God's eyes, all because of his great kindness. And now we can share in the wealth of eternal life he gives us, and we are eagerly looking forward to receiving it. And it ends with, Christians should be careful to go good deeds all the time. So may we invite ourselves to see with holy kindness eyes and to practice. Amen.